News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The Union Cabinet is likely to ratify the decision of the central government to withdraw the three farm laws on Wednesday, following which the repealing of the legislation will be done in both houses of parliament in the upcoming winter session, beginning next week. Sources told CNN News 18 that the Union Government is likely to propose a small discussion at the time of the laws being withdrawn. They said that Union Agriculture Minister Narendra Singh Tomar is likely to speak in both the houses to explain to the country why these reforms were withdrawn by the government. Once the parliament goes through with the repeal, the bills will be sent to President Ram Nath Kovind for his approval. On the occasion of Guru Parab on Friday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his address to the nation said that despite the government's best intentions to press for reforms in the agriculture sector, it failed to convince all the farmers and thus has decided to withdraw the farm bills. Making a very emotional pitch, PM Modi also apologized to the farming community, saying they were unable to convince, even if it was a small section of the farmers, as to how reforms were needed and would be the most important for this section of society. Farmers from multiple associations have been camping at various borders across the NCR region since November last year to protest the farm laws. More than 10 rounds of meetings took place between the government sent interlocutors and union ministers Narendra Tomar, Piyush Goyal and Som Prakash. They held dialogues with the farmer unions, but no solution could be reached. The matter also reached the doors of the apex court, and it was suggested that the implementation of the farm laws be put on hold for a period of 2 years. But none of these arguments yielded any results, and right round the year, farmers stayed put at the borders, withstanding bitter cold, exhaustive summers and extended monsoon season. In September last year, two of the three farm bills were passed by the upper house as the opposition parties demanded to vote. But Sri Harivansh, who was officiating in the chair, refused the same, and thereby the bills were passed by voice vote alone. The enraged MPs climbed down to the tables, flung papers at the chair, broke microphones and shouted slogans in protest. 9 members of parliament were suspended for their conduct on the floor of the house by Rajya Sabha Chairman M. Venkaiya Naidu. The Andhra Pradesh Legislative Assembly on Monday passed a bill to repeal the controversial AP Decentralization and Inclusive Development of All Regions Act 2020 that was intended to establish 3 capitals for the state. Chief Minister Vice Jagan Mohan Reddy, however, told the assembly his government would bring a comprehensive, complete and better decentralization bill. The 2020 Act was being repealed to protect the larger interests of people, he said. Our intention of a decentralized development of the state has been twisted, distorted and a misinformation launched. Also, legal hurdles were created and court cases filed, the chief minister alleged. Without referring to the farmers of Amravati region who had been fighting the three capitals decision for more than 700 days, Jagan said the government would explain our genuine intention and the need for decentralization to all concerned and incorporate necessary changes in the new bill. The government had earlier hinted AP could have 3 capitals, executive capital in Vishakhapatnam, legislative capital in Amravati and judicial capital in Kurnool. Around 60 devotees from Pakistan on Monday offered prayers in New Delhi's Hazrat Nizamuddin Dargah after last week's announcement of the reopening of the Kartarpur corridor by the Narendra Modi government. New Delhi also allowed Pakistani devotees to visit India. Earlier, due to pandemic restrictions, cross-border movement of devotees was not allowed for some time. It has, however, been resumed now as per the 1974 agreement. Pakistan's acting High Commissioner in New Delhi, Aftab Hassan, accompanied the devotees to Nizamuddin Dargah on Monday. Speaking exclusively to News 18, he said, "It is heartening to see that the pilgrims from Pakistan have arrived to pay obeisance at the Nizamuddin Dargah on the Urs. We hope that this will continue in the future also." Due to pandemic restrictions, it was suspended for a couple of years, but now it has started again and we hope that it will continue in the future, It is a good omen that people are interacting and more people should visit. We are following a liberal visa regime at Pakistan High Commission. We are issuing a maximum number of visas to Indian applicants who are desirous of visiting Pakistan. It is a good omen for bilateral relations, he added. One of the devotees, Muhammad Arshad, who came from Lahore, told News 18 that he had come to India for the first time and it had been a great journey without any hassles. Another devotee said he received a lot of love in India and his long-time wish of visiting Nizamuddin Dargah has been fulfilled now. He further said that he wished for good relationship between the two countries so that movement of the devotees continued. He also expressed his desire for having easier visa norms so that devotees can have a hassle-free cross-border movement. In spite of the multiple conflicts between the two countries, religious diplomacy has picked up once again. Last week, the Kartarpur corridor was opened for devotees, keeping in mind the religious sentiment of Sikh pilgrims on the occasion of Guru Purab. U.S. President Joe Biden is preparing to announce a release of oil from the nation's Strategic Petroleum Reserve in concert with several other countries as soon as Tuesday, according to people familiar with the plan. The move, likely in conjunction with India, Japan, and South Korea, would be an unprecedented effort by major oil consumers to tame prices after OPEC Plus countries rebuffed U.S. calls to significantly boost production. China said it is working to release some oil from its strategic reserves days after the U.S. invited it to participate in a joint sale. The situation remains in flux and the plans could change, but the U.S. is considering a release of more than 35 million barrels over time, according to two of the people. The pending announcement was described by people who requested anonymity prior to official statements. The move would pit the countries against the OPEC Plus coalition led by Saudi Arabia and Russia for control over world oil markets and could prompt OPEC and its allies to re-evaluate plans for reviving oil supplies. International Energy Forum Secretary General Joseph McMonagall said in a statement on Monday that OPEC Plus may change its plan for raising oil output if consuming nations sell petroleum reserves or the pandemic worsens. Such a move would potentially raise the stakes in the oil poker game and could produce new strains in the bilateral relationship between Washington and Riyadh, said Helma Croft, chief commodities strategist at RBC Capital Markets LLC. Representatives of the U.S. Energy Department didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. A spokeswoman for the White House said no decision has been made on a release and that the U.S. has been in contact with other countries and that a range of options to temper prices are under consideration. Indian government officials with knowledge of the plan said on Monday that the nation has yet to decide on timing and volume of releasing emergency oil stocks, but that it will be a coordinated step with other major consumers such as Japan and China. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.